You're listening to a podcast from the World Stroke Academy, the educational platform of the World Stroke Organization.
On the occasion of International Women's Day, we at the World Stroke Academy want to celebrate the achievements and careers of women in stroke and highlight female leadership. We interviewed outstanding women who were nominated by WSO board members for their important contributions to the field of stroke.
This is the 9th episode of the Women in Stroke Initiative podcast.
Hi, I'm Professor Anita Arsovska, Associate Commissioning Editor of the World Stroke Academy, and I'm here today with Rita Melifonvu. Hi Rita, it's great to have you here with us and congratulations on the nomination by the WSO board members.
Thank you so much, Anita. It's an honor to be recognized. Thank you.
Rita Melifonvu is a stroke nurse turned social entrepreneur. She is the founder of Stroke Action, a stroke support organization that is the outcome of her UK Department of Health Mary C. Cole Nursing Leadership Award Action Research Study, developing nurses' role in evidence-based stroke care. Rita won the World Stroke Day Award in 2015 and was last year named a leading social entrepreneur by Ashoka Foundation. Through her work, she influences policy change in stroke care and is a member of the NSD Technical Working Group, Federal Ministry of Health Nigeria. Her prime interest includes stroke advocacy for policy change, stroke awareness and prevention, rehabilitation and psychosocial support after stroke. Her recent innovation includes the development of unemployed stroke survivors of working age as stroke entrepreneurs. Rita is a member of the board of directors of the WSO and engages with key stakeholders to advance stroke research capacity within stroke support organizations. She is a member of Organized Stroke Care Across Income Levels, WSO Stroke Development Group for a package of rehabilitation interventions, African Stroke Organization, and International Stroke Rehabilitation and Recovery Alliance. So let's start with the first question. Rita, you have done amazing things for the stroke survivors. Where does your inspiration and strength come from?
Okay, thank you so much. My inspiration came to a long time ago when I was a teenager. Stroke affected people that are close to me. I have a very close friend whose father had a stroke when I was a teenager. And I just didn't like what I saw. What happened to him, very strong man, educated, intelligent, could not speak, could not walk, was bedridden, and ended up in a lot of precious souls and eventually died. I didn't like that. So my inspiration came from seeing how people like this can be supported, and most importantly, how stroke can be stopped. And that started my journey in stroke advocacy at a very young age of about 12 years old. So I started that when I was still in Nigeria and worked with Cheshire Homes in Enugu State, where I started volunteering to help people with disabilities. And you know, I just went on from there. So when I became a nurse, I thought that the natural thing to do was to specialize as a stroke nurse. And that has been very inspirational. Thank you.
So what career advice do you have for young women who are about to take their first steps in stroke research?
Well, my advice is that if we look at clinical stroke research, there's a lot of emphasis on acute stroke care. But I think that as young stroke researchers, they should also look at other opportunities in stroke care. such as in advocacy, in stroke support, and again, in stroke rehabilitation. There's a lot of work going on when stroke survivors leave hospital, and we need to be looking at the best evidence-based way of providing information and advice about strokes, and also preventing strokes and helping to support people that have strokes at home in the community. So it's not just about acute stroke care. Yes, stroke research has developed in recent times, but my concern is that everyone is concentrating in acute stroke care. Few are looking into stroke rehabilitation, but we also, I think, if we look into advocacy, prevention, awareness, there's potential for stroke research in those areas, and we need to seize that opportunity. It's a niche in stroke research.
What have been major challenges in your career?
For me, as a Black woman, there has been major challenges in trying to adjust in terms of my career aspirations and getting people to understand that in stroke care, when we got started, was predominantly Caucasian, professionals in stroke care. And it was, it took a lot of courage to convince colleagues and peers that actually, that I am interested in stroke care for the whole trajectory of stroke care, not just providing bedside care as a nurse to people that have strokes, but I want to be involved in making sure that advocacy, awareness in stroke care, providing preventive services, and also influencing policy change, and especially in stroke education and research. So it seems like a lot for me to want to do at the early stages of my career. But I was focused that once I get into stroke care, seeing what I have, I know happened to people that are close to me, even in my own family, my maternal aunts have a stroke, paternal aunts have a stroke, and my husband's family, there's a lot of stroke. So I feel that if this happened in only my family, there's a lot of stroke happening to a lot of people in the world, and we know that already. So there's work to be done. That was a major challenge for me, having to get peers to listen and see that I was interested in stroke care. Very important. But I think we got there now. We did some work in the UK. We also did some work in Nigeria, and we are collaborating with stroke clinicians in Nigeria to make sure that stroke survivors and stroke patients have the best care possible.
What would you say has been the greatest achievement of your career?
For me, my greatest achievement is being a stroke nurse. I was one of the first cohorts of nurses to be trained in the UK by the UK Stroke Association. And following on from there, I'm happy to say that I didn't just stop in stroke nursing, having the qualification as a stroke nurse, but I'm now continuing in stroke research. And I got a scholarship to continue with my PhD in stroke care. So I'm actually studying with the London South Bank University at the moment to explore the benefits and potential for effective psychosocial support for stroke survivors after they have left hospital. So that is a major achievement for me. The second achievement is in terms of the work that we've done with stroke survivors and their carers. These are very vulnerable groups and are often marginalized. And having to support stroke survivors with their stroke recovery journey, to recover through their rehabilitation, and then be supported to reintegrate back into the community and be able to improve their own well-being and improve their lifestyle. That is really important, especially in supporting them to get back to work. In my work with stroke survivors, I've seen a lot of stroke survivors give up. They think that now that stroke has happened, this is it. But it's really rewarding to see stroke survivors regain their confidence, knowing that they can be up again after stroke, to take on their career opportunities and what they used to do before they had a stroke. And that is, you know, a big inspiration for me.
Would you tell us about your ongoing research projects or planned future projects?
So at the moment, our experience is that, especially in sub-Saharan Africa, it did happen in the UK, and we worked with the Stroke Association and the London Boroughs to support stroke survivors. What's happening is that a lot of stroke survivors they lose their confidence, they don't want to mix with other people, they don't reintegrate back into the community, they don't often participate in life in the community. And looking at the research in social participation, there's a lot of ambiguity in what social participation actually means. Researchers and clinicians have different definitions of what social participation is. So my research is actually to explore the perception of stroke survivors in terms of social participation, and then work with them to ensure that they have the capacity and they are empowered to do what they want to do in the community, not just at home, but in the community after they've had a stroke, whether it's in work or meeting other people and collaborating with their peers in the community to do activities like setting up their own stroke support groups if they want to do that, or setting up their own micro business if they want to do that. So social participation, from my perspective, is more than just a stroke survivor leaving their home to go out in the community and learn how to use the public transport or go to a party or go shopping. There's a lot involved in that. And that's what my research is all about. We need to hear from the stroke survivors themselves what they think social participation means for them, what is stopping them from participating in the community, and what can be done to empower them to participate effectively. We've also established a Life After Stroke Center in Nigeria. At the moment, as far as we know, is the only Life After Stroke Center in sub-Saharan Africa. And because of the challenges in stroke rehabilitation, what we're trying to do is to collaborate with the organized stroke care across income levels or scale to review and evaluate the effectiveness of these rehabilitation and support services in the Life After Stroke Center we have in Nigeria, and then make sure that we make recommendations that other people can use to replicate the same model, whether it's in sub-Saharan Africa or, you know, other advanced areas, high income levels.
That's really amazing, Rita. Congratulations on your great achievements, and it was really a pleasure for me to talk to you today. So thank you very much for this interview.
Thank you so much. I have to say that while in advanced countries, like in the UK, there has been a lot of change in policy in stroke care, which has improved stroke services. But in sub-Saharan Africa, there's a lot of work to be done. In our own little way, we have influenced stroke policy in Nigeria, working with the Federal Ministry of Health. But now we have the African Stroke Organization, and we are confident that the African Stroke Organization will collaborate with other clinicians in stroke care to help to influence stroke policies and make sure that stroke care is provided in an evidence-based way. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Rita. You are a true inspiration. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.